Okay, hi everybody. Well, we're here again. And today is 7, which is July 14th, 2014. This is our Monday program. And we'll first release from you energies that may have attached to you or you're connected to, got involved with, whether you liked it or not, you have them now. If you did have an involvement or situation, so think of that one particular thing. Here we go, release the energies from that one particular situation. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And here we go. Another one. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And another one. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, I'll do a clearing here for fear. I was just kind of thinking of maybe somebody will just say is getting gasoline or something, and then they see somebody light up a cigarette. That's possible. Or maybe have your back turned away from somebody, and they start up a big motorcycle, and it makes all this noise. And you get, you know, you're afraid momentarily, and your body gets scared. And, you know, naturally you jump out of your skin, means your spirit leaves you momentarily, and you come back in again. And then maybe you're thinking some words to that person, you know. and maybe not kind words, but looking at that, let's just release the energies from that situation. Maybe you're in a grocery store, you know, buying something very peaceful, and all of a sudden a lady turns a corner with her little one-year-old child, and it starts screaming at you. Oh, geez, and that scared you, or pushed some button. So here we go, releasing this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we'll see if we got to get our light beam. So here comes the light beam, everybody. So bring it up on your monitor screen, and here we go. So we'll bring it in peace energy for you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Okay, Cindy, are you out there?
I am, Ron. Thank you very much. I feel very peaceful and very happy that you did the energy and fear release. There's been some topics floating around, and I'm really glad. And if anyone out there in the chat or anyone listening would like to send an email, clsquestions@yahoo.com, we would love to hear how you felt about those clearings, and also through the show. We will be taking calls tonight in regard to our topic, which is homework that Ron gave us. Or at least that's my perception, homework regarding the Civil War. And on Saturday night, we talked about following through with battleground clearings and Civil War Day. And so we do have a couple of emails, Ron. Should we jump into the emails regarding the Civil War?
Yeah, we'll just head into that. We'll see what comes up on the chat rooms, too. We'll never know what we're going to be entering into here, so we'll see what comes up. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Actually, in the chat room, there's a comment. Thank you, Ron. So needed that clearing, and the medical staff put a cord around my throat. Wow. That was good timing, Ron, to do that. Is there another type of clearing that she would be able to do to continue releasing that cord around her throat?
Oh, maybe she is hung. So here we go. That's possible. So we'll just look at hanging. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I want to see how your swallowing's doing here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, geez, there we go. So let's see, everybody's dealing with that one. So I feel a little out of balance still. Let me do it again. 1, 2, 3, oh boy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's a little better. Okay, back to you, Cindy.
Thanks, Ron. I actually felt a release in the back of my neck and my upper shoulder. So thank you very much. You know, maybe I was humming backwards or something. I don't know. Okay, well, we have a very eloquently written email, and it's very detailed, and actually it's a full page. It actually would make a great story or a blog. And I was able to narrow it down somewhat, so I'm going to paraphrase, and I apologize to the author. So it starts out, "Hello. As always, most grateful for the work you do, Ron, and that each show allows us to let go of more, waking us up to shift the many patterns that bind us." And the writer goes on to talk about the Civil War. When she was a child, her family moved to Virginia, where the Civil War battles were reenacted with hundreds of watchers and participants. And later, she actually became a participant playing a nurse. The houses in the area, many of them were built on unmarked graves, and she feels that that affected her family and several families nearby that had exhibited patterns and different levels of darkness, kind of battling against each other, which is kind of an interesting concept. Also, as a teenager driving home on many foggy nights, she passed by the church and she would see people standing in the reenactment clothes and guns. And she would slow down, and then as she got closer, they would disappear. So they were not reenactors. And then she goes on to share her testimonial. "Ron, as you have been doing the clearings on the Civil War, I have shifted and yawned until it would wipe me out. The last few days, I haven't had any energy that I usually have. Today, though, I am feeling more energy. Most grateful you're going to continue clearing this huge pattern called the Civil War. It wasn't until several years ago that I fully realized the impact this had on me and my family, and even more so now with your clearing. Thank you very much." So that was an excellent letter, and I'm wondering, Ron, I mean, there's so many things to look at here. Oh, also she talked about her house was next to a house that still had the slave house, the slave structure. Do you feel like looking at that?
Just for clearing for that, do one for the slave house, and maybe we'll do one for maybe servants. Maybe some of the slaves turned into servants. So here we go. So here we go. One, I'll just start clearing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have a 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do like a servant's quarters, okay?
Yes.
Oh boy, not there. Ugh. Here we go. I'm going to free those servants here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Cindy.
Oh, thanks, Ron, for clearing the slave and servant and then the servant's quarters. I'm sure that's huge. There's probably more of them than non-servants. Is it possible to clear the spirits of those unmarked graves, but also the battlefield? And I actually do not know what city in Virginia.
Okay. Yeah, we could try that, I guess. Oh boy, that's. Let's do another show for that.
Okay.
A lot of energy there, so we'll just kind of maybe decide at some point what show to do this on.
Okay, that was spirits from the unmarked grave.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of them have been cleared already. But there could be some that maybe are floating around. Maybe they're entities and they back to roost, you know. So.
Sure. And this author was sharing information from years ago as far as when she lived there. Well, then, as far as anyone that has participated in reenactments, would there be a clearing that would help release them of that energy?
Well, yeah, it's, man, that could get difficult. It means that you're already quartered to all those people and all the entities that came in. That would be a hard one to clear. That I would say you probably need to do yourself. Just by doing
that. All
right,
and then which
entities attached to you?
Which clearing do you think?
What's that again?
I interrupted you. Well, I interrupted you. I'm sorry. I'm just wondering what clearing would be best to help them. Are you talking about the cording clearing?
Yeah, energetic cording, yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. And maybe even timeline crash. If they were participating, would they be able to go back and kind of change that a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
They could,
very
yes.
Good.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay. Thanks, Ron. So those clearings are at creationlightship.com. And tonight, Ron is sharing samples, and of course you want to go online to creationlightship.com to get the full benefit of the clearings, and if you go to the CLS chat intro page, you'll see links there. So is there a type of clearing that would help in general for people involved in battles?
Oh, let's see here. We could do one for, I guess I just say being shot. So if you were shot in one of the battles, we'll just clear the energy away and just see what happens.
Oh,
okay. Oh, be quite interesting. So 1, 2, oh boy, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Guess that's probably pretty good.
Wow. And so for people being shot, that could be even more than the Civil War, right? It could be random shootings.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep.
What
is, so
that's, we get
very,
on that one?
That's very far-reaching.
To see what happens.
Sure. Well, we have a couple comments. One is, I just started coughing all of a sudden. Oh, that was on the hanging clearing. The throat and neck stuff came on suddenly. Wow. Another comment is, my body is buzzing. When crashing, I ran the head connector. It did help from heavy in the head. And let's see. Well, we do have another comment here in Jefferson, Texas. We have a reenactment of the Civil War every year. There's many states, I would guess, that would have had battles. Is there a way to do?
All I can do is one of those. If we'll clear one, the last one that they had, or the one that you went to, if you happen to be watching it. So we'll clear that here.
Okay.
For the spectators, unless you were involved in it. And it's probably even worse. But here we go. Spectators watching. So one, two, even if you watch it on TV, you know, they have that on TV at times too. History Channel. Or remember, that's, once you get hooked, you know, once you watch that TV program, hit the hook. So here we go. It took. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see if that helped anybody.
Oh, thank you, Ron. I would say that would help a lot of us. I never thought about the TV. That makes sense. I suppose any type of media, audiobooks, and paper books, too. So that would be a connection. Well, I do have another email regarding the Civil War. And, well, let's see, a little bit detailed here, if I can summarize. The author compiled a total list of Civil War sites, and while doing research, uncovered that her ancestors barely escaped the Trail of Tears. And remaining ancestors were involved in the Revolutionary War. Oh, this is in regard. Oh, she actually has cities. War sites between Johnson City, Tennessee, Charlotte, North Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, and Charleston, South Carolina. She's indicating that she's kind of in the crosshairs of those areas. So, is there something that we can do with connection to the Trail of Tears and folks involved?
Boy, here we go. Let's do a clearing for that. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
wow, I just had a big sigh there. I don't know if my relatives were involved, but felt a relief. So thank you, Ron. It'll be interesting to see what comments we get in the chat or at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Now, this author goes on a couple other points. One is a wonderful testimonial. Since the recent Civil War clearing and the purging of my lungs, I am the most calm I have ever been, ever. Big bold letters.
Right.
So
great.
That is amazing, Ron. Would there be another, or could we do another Civil War clearing regarding our body, whether it's our lungs or another part of our body?
Yeah, we could try that. So here we go. So one, two, three, just think of that part of your body. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Here we go again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Kind of rough here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. All right, Cindy, back to you.
Oh, thank you so much, Ron. I actually felt another relief. So we have another comment here. Oh, I felt that come right out of my stomach. That was huge. Huge impact. Thank you. Well, the author goes on to say that a few years ago, Ron, you suggested to a caller that she run the 2,000-year spirit integration clearing. And that rang through her like lightning. And she's been doing that along with the emotional body and the specific event clearing. And it adds oomph to it. So thank you for all you do, all the work that you do that goes into making this all possible. So she's bringing up a good point. Now she's running spirit integration with her clearings. Are there other clearings that we could be looking at ourselves in regard to the Civil War or even Trail of Tears issue?
Boy, whatever seems to come about, man. Kind of hard to say what people have, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, could be something
well,
before.
Oh,
the weather
sure.
Could be bad, you know, could be out there with snow and ice and, you know, frozen feet and stuff. You know, there's all different issues that could be related. We could do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do one for the weather, you know, people having, you know, problems, you know. If you had to walk in mud, you know, deep or something. So here we go. Releasing the energies of that. Poor weather, bad weather, poor body within this weather. So one, two, three, four, five, six, oh boy, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Oh, I guess just back to you.
Okay. Well, you brought up a great point, because I think a lot of the soldiers didn't have shoes. So, that's a pretty big deal. Well, we have a couple more comments. My body just jumped. And this is right after that same person asked, does the Civil War affect only people in the USA? Because he lives in England, and then his body just jumped after that. So what do you say about that as far as people being outside of the USA being affected?
Well, it's just how your genetics is, you know. And if you didn't have anybody over here at all, in the States, then possibly maybe you have an entity with you, and that entity, emotional body, is with you that experienced the Civil War. That's how I would indicate that, if that, you know, is that way. Remember, if you weren't here, then how's it going to affect you? Unless maybe one of your relatives married somebody, and when things kind of went sideways with the entities, and they're sharing that experience, could be in your soul family. That's another possibility. So, a lot of stuff there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have another comment. Trail of Tears, huge. Only this show to be happy to go and throw up. So that's another huge release, Ron.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that one again here, because that one's pretty sad. So here we go. Releasing more of the energy. I'll use the word heartache. So here we go. Mm. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, that looks like that's good, huh?
That's good. Thank you, Ron. I actually feel more peaceful, and I thought I was peaceful already, so thank you. Let's see. You have another comment. Coughing and yawning with the weather clearing. And let's see here. So far, that is it as far as email, though we do have a question regarding timeline crashes. Can you explain the difference between timeline crashes, the gray timeline versus the satellite timeline crash?
Okay, the regular timeline crashes, that you do when you have a situation that you're dealing with. So that means that you're replicated on many of those timelines. We'll just say there's 500 of timelines that connect to you, because you have, just say maybe you have an itch and you keep scratching the itch, you know, and you go, wow, why am I keep scratching this here? That one's a pretty simple thing versus having a broken bone or something. So I'll just do a bunch of those to get rid of the itch, because they're making you itch on timelines. So that's the easier way. The gray sky clearing is the one that's used when the aliens want to hide themselves. Remember, they first show up in the ship clouds, so the clouds is what they show up in first. I should repeat that. They don't show up in the clouds form around them. When you look out, and if you see cotton ball clouds without a flat bottom, then that's the way it's supposed to be. So You're going back now probably into the 1950s, okay, when you see clouds like that. That's the way they used to be. So now since you're in, 50-plus years since then, the clouds now that normally would be cotton balls are probably being taken over, and the alien ships are forming out there in space above your head. We'll just say maybe, how high are clouds, maybe 10,000 feet or so. You know, when I go up high to mountain up here, I don't go all the way up, but I'm guessing clouds may start, at, I'll just pick a number, maybe 8,000 feet or something, I don't know. Sure, if you're, if you know a lot, you can see and know that. And some you can see down from airplanes, and they're probably up higher than that even, But anyway, so the clouds themselves that you visibly see, the flat bottoms are being formed. Maybe there's some kind of electromagnetic energy out there, and the cloud gets attached, connected to the ship. You're actually seeing the silhouette of the UFO, keeping it simple, or it could be one of the ships that are made here physically, and they're up there flying around too. Well, their models probably are also attracting this cloud phenomenon around them. That's the flat bottom ones. Now, from there, that's your gray sky clearing, because a gray sky is what happens after those clouds disappear. All of a sudden, they say, uh-oh, too many people are looking at the clouds here. We better camouflage energy, so they'll put up a gray sky. Right away, can't see the ships, and the gray skies come. So you put up the gray sky clearing, and that will take away the ships and also allow you to typically have sun and maybe blue skies where you're living, or maybe over your town. So that's the way that works. So that's that clearing. What was the other one, Cindy?
Satellite timeline crash.
The satellite timeline crash, that's designed for when the aliens, that's like the remote viewing one. They're both kind of similar. The satellite works with the head connectors on you. We have that clearing, too. So the aliens need to connect to you somehow to put into you the robotic programs. So they transmit energies to you from the skies to you. And it could be the ships, it could be something else. I wanted to keep a different word in there so that it would be maybe easier for people to kind of reference, okay? People do know that we have satellites out there flying around, lots of them, maybe thousands of them, through all the different countries here, and that's what you use for your communication. So when you get on your cell phone, you're using a satellite somewhere. You don't talk to somebody, and it's just bouncing from one to another, different locations, including your computer. So the satellite is how they connect to you. And they connect to you typically through your head connectors. That's also on the website, another free clearing. And that's how that works. So they're all different clearings. They can, in a sense, overlap. Basically, if you look up and all you see is gray skies, then that's the clearing that you want to do. So hopefully that helped explain what the differences are there.
I felt like the explanation was very clear, and I guess the person that commented, they can put another question if they need to. And Ron, you brought up a good point that the gray sky clearing, the satellite clearing, are free sample healings on the left side of creationlightship.com. And there's maybe 15 of them there. And for those people that are newbies, right above that is a pull-down menu of recommended healings. So you can take a peek at that, too, and then certainly enjoy the free clearing. So we have couple more comments regarding the Civil War. One comment, my grandmother was Cherokee, and someone else said that she thinks that she was Cherokee in a past life because she got chills when reading that other chat note. So that's pretty powerful. A couple people have tears in their eyes, thinking more of the it just lost, went out of my head, that other the tear, can't remember what it is, but anyway, so they have tears in their eyes from that clearing, and that is great. And somebody else says, very helpful, thank you very much. And another person wants to know if a car can have a barcode.
Probably it could, yeah. So you're probably not in your car, the people listening here, but here we go. We'll do that. So taking away a car barcode, if that's, if there's one on there. Now, before I do this, you have to realize that they could be put back on again. That's why you need to do barcodes more than one time. So this is not the end-all, be-all of a situation. Just because I do it one time, it could come on and be placed on there, you know, in the future. But for right now, we'll just clear the one off there. And, you know, when you get around to it, maybe you're going to go in your car tonight to see if it tends to feel different. You're going to know instantly if there was one on it or not. So here we go. Releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Just for a sick joke here, it's thinking, well, maybe you own a Toyota or a Honda or a Volkswagen, right? Well, those are alien cars. They weren't made here, right? But anyway, back to you, Cindy. That's a sick joke. They probably do have plants over here, but anyway, imports would be alien, you know. Anyway, we'll switch that off. Sick joke, everybody.
Little alien chuckle there.
Yeah.
Trail of Tears was the event that I was trying to remember. So that's what, when you did that clearing for Trail of Tears, it brought tears to those listeners' eyes. And so it'd be interesting if we can get some other comments at klsquestions@yahoo.com. And not necessarily tonight, but if you could send them throughout the week too, we can always get back to those. We'd love to hear the impact. We do have some more emails. And this email says, we cleared shooting. How about stabbing?
Okay, that's sure. Yeah.
Civil War.
Maybe you got a
stabbing.
Oh. Okay, here we go. Yeah, thank you for that one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
Okay. Well, you might have to start your comedy routine on the road. We've got a couple of comments here about your sense of humor. And another comment is, funny, sick joke. So there you go, Ron. We do have some more emails. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, that was good. Yeah. So if you get in your car and it starts talking to you in a different language you can't figure out, you know you got troubles.
Definitely a communication issue. Okay, the author of the first email regarding the Virginia Civil War area and reenactments responded and said, thank you for the clearing. They were so very helpful. My throat released and I started to throw up. The area was Fairfax, Virginia. And she goes on to say, I have the entity clearing, and how would I put in it for the ghost that I would see?
Okay.
So,
what I would probably do, I'm thinking of the deceased loved one entity one. But entities, you know, there's quite a few of them. I would just do like a Civil War, or maybe the church that you see, you know, maybe it's a Baptist church or something. If you're down south, you know, there are a lot of those around. So put that in, maybe, you know, put the address in and, damn, I wish I had, an entity one for, like, you know, we have the alien to light or clone to light clearing. But that's a little different.
What about the special clearing?
Special one mainly is for your physical body. It could probably work for that. It does cover different areas. Boy, maybe somebody else may have an idea out there what to do. We'll see what people say about that.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd almost need to get everybody, you know, the unlimited, you know, first to do your lifetime, and they get the unlimited version, you know, of the entity, because entities are here all the time, and they can hop into you and stuff. You know, that's almost as important sometimes as the emotional clearing. In fact, the emotional clearing could be being caused, you know, if you have an emotional problem, by entities. So, may not be you, maybe them interacting with you. So, but we'll just see what else we get from people. It's much better to have people reference what they've done in the past to help other people. That's what I like about the radio program, is that the people are able to, you know, input what they've used and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And we don't have anything in the chat yet, but it could be that listeners that are not on the chat will send us an email at clsquestions@yahoo.com so we come up with some different variables. I know in the past we've talked about the free clearing, the keyword intercept. So if certain words, whether it's the church or the street or the house, they could use it for that. And what about the natal barcode?
Or even the space clearing would work, you know, for the church.
Mm.
You know, you might get your laptop, and maybe possibly if you have Wi-Fi. I don't know. If you don't leave the page, it'll stay active. So if you have a laptop, why don't you just try it? Get into the space clearing. And I don't know if you're going to be able to re-enter a name on it. Might be able to. But just try it. You know, load up the page, you know, and then walk away from your Wi-Fi or whatever you're on, wireless, and then see if it'll work, you know, say a block from your house or something where there's no connection, and just see if you can maybe type in the church. Maybe you might be standing there, you know, in, you know, your little scientific detective here, you know, and lo and behold, one pops in there. And you go, up, oh, I got you, you know. And then you see what they're wearing, maybe, and input that into the space clearing. That could possibly work. You know, maybe you do see you know, a red coat or a blue coat or gray coat, and he's there. Or maybe it's a she, and you just type that in and start the clearing and just see if they disappear before your eyes. And you could even communicate with it, because they do understand you completely. So remember, these things are still conscious, and just say, bring all your friends along. Maybe you might see 500 of them show up, and you might get rid of a lot of, you know, entities that are stuck here for a long time. And they normally come back and thank you. If you feel just a wave of emotions coming back to you sometimes after one of these clearings like that, it's because they are attempting to communicate somewhere to give you a thanks for helping them out. So back to you, Cindy.
Wow. That's amazing.
But not see if the church has by. They'll just say, hey, I want to come out here and you got ghosts hanging out here. You know, I want to clear it. Maybe the person possibly won't think, you know, you're from the devil, you know. Maybe they'll say, yeah, I'll turn on our Wi-Fi. You can clear these things, you know. You never know.
Yeah, they'll bring up a whole other.
Yeah, they may want to baptize you, you know.
Yeah, burn it out with holy water.
Yeah.
The author also said that she had relatives that nearly escaped the Trail of Tears. Would I place it in the fear clearing? So it sounds like she's talking about the words Trail of Tears, so then that would be keyword intercept. Fear clearing would be great.
What I would do, it's like heartache, infinite sadness, betrayal possibly. You know, one of those three or all of them could possibly work for that. So it's, yeah, very sad stuff.
Yeah, thank you, Ron, very much. It is 12 to the hour. We do have few more emails. Let's see here. Well, one is quite lengthy, so I guess because it's so lengthy, I better save it for another time. I could take snippets out, but then I might be losing the content.
Okay.
Oh, well. This may be unrelated. The writer says, I keep seeing a female bald alien, and the image gets clearer, more clear every time. What do you make of that, Ron?
Boy, may want to, you know, do the alien to light. Maybe they're trying to show their presence to you to get help. That clearing could help to release them if they're stuck here.
Right. Right. Very good. Thank you. We have a couple of chatters commenting about clearing for the Vatican, thinking that might be one we could do at another time. Not really related to the Civil War or the battles. Another chatter says, betrayal, most definitely. And then we have a comment, I get a fetus clearing is good for someone. So that's interesting. I guess there are many angles for that.
Yes,
Well, is there a clearing that we could do right now just to kind of clear off the topic?
Yeah, let's do that. So here we go. Yeah, I almost need to, I'll see if I can get something in the works here where we have maybe a war clearing. There's, you know, we're just talking about the Civil War. You know, we have wars going on now and everything else, you know. And they all could be a copy and paste, you know. Just a different time frame. Won't be the possibility, you see. Thing is kind of cyclic. Oh, I won't get into that too much. Just too much into the politics and things.
Mm-hmm.
What clearing do you think you can do? I may have to see if I can get one put up for war, where, you know, if you... Buddy, or you're a veteran or something, you know, and you were or, you know, even Korea, or possibly really old and still around, and you're in World War II, you know. But it could be, you know, Afghanistan and Iraq, you know. We have people listening who probably were in those locations, or at least known somebody. And, you know, that would be going into the heartache and everything else. So I'll see if I can... But if one of you people out there happen to this kind of like alert you or goes, well, that'd be a great clearing, maybe you could just kind of jot down, you know, what the clearing would look like. You know, I'm kind of like talking out loud here, you know, because all wars have heartache, especially for mothers, you know, and fathers who've had their children either killed or back, and they're, you know, in rehab and amputees and stuff. So that's a heartache for the parents, plus the person's hopes and dreams are gone completely because they're not functional. So, you know, it'd be like a mental clearing. It would probably about into this year, I think, like a mini one for their condition and emotional and trauma. Heartache is one. So, you know, people out there are listening, you just want to, put down what, well, I'm just talking about option buttons now, okay? So what would be a good option button? Oh, and maybe this is affecting you right now as I'm talking about it. You're going, wow, yeah, my brother has this condition here, and he needs this, that, and the other, and have these on the clearing, so maybe we could do that. So you want to just jot it down, and then I'll see what happens in a week here and see if we can get it put up in a couple of weeks possibly. So... It'd be like a veterans clearing or war clearing or something like that.
Okay.
And anyway, I'll let you people see what you can dig up here and put on, and I'll see what I get in the next weeks. So in the subject matter, just put down, and you can just send it to me, you know, creationlightship@yahoo. You know, put in there war clearing or something like that. It'd be fine. So... Let's do a heartache clearing, because heartache seems pretty heavy right now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we also need to have like a sexual abuse clearing for that also involved with that. So something like that. So here we go. Heartache. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll do the mind of heart drop, everybody. So here we go. Going to command your spirit to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart, and that way you're going to be at peace. So here we go, dropping down. So I count from 10 to 1 backwards. Feel the energy coming down into your heart. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Everybody, blessings. Thank you, Cindy. And our next program on BBS is Wednesday. And tomorrow we have our conference call 5:30 Pacific, and we deal with energetic cordings. Oh, and it's $20. So if you think that maybe you're courted to Civil War or maybe family members, maybe soul family stuff, this might be a good call to get on because you request what you want to have released. So we'll see you later, everyone. Blessings. Thank you.